I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hamas has freed three hostages in the southern Gaza Strip, and Israel has released 183 Palestinian prisoners in the fourth round of exchanges during the Gaza ceasefire deal between Israel and the militant Hamas. One of the hostages is U.S.-Israeli Keith Siegel, who was kidnapped along with his wife. She was released after 51 days in captivity under a temporary truce in November 2023. Hadass Meron watched their friend's release on TV.
We're so... I don't know, excited, elated, relieved, grateful, anything you can say. There's not words that can describe how we feel right now.
Jubilant crowds also greeted Palestinian prisoners who were released by Israel on Saturday as they arrived in Ramallah. Israel and Hamas are set next week to begin negotiating a second phase of the ceasefire.
It's at 7:55. We have a lost aircraft. We're not exactly sure what happened, so we're trying to figure it out.
Audio courtesy of liveatc.net. Friday night in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a small medevac plane crashed into a neighborhood shortly after taking off. Jet Rescue Air Ambulance, based in Mexico and licensed to operate in the U.S., said its aircraft crashed with four crew members, one pediatric medical patient, and the patient's mother on board. State and local officials said late on Friday they could not yet confirm how many people have died. Video taken by witnesses of the crash clearly showed body parts strewn about the streets and inside nearby homes.
We know that there will be loss in this region, and we want to offer our thoughts and our serious prayers for those who are grieving at this moment.
That was Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. The crash comes 2 days after the country's deadliest aviation disaster in almost a quarter century in Washington, D.C.